Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Okay, so I'm down here at the Kashmir tent, and I've just bumped into some familiar faces, and here I am talking with JC, Angelina, Rupert, and Dick Taylor himself from Pretty Things and the Rolling Stones at one point as well. So, absolute pleasure to chat. They're up shortly with the Dick Taylor and the Raw Blues Project, and yeah, look forward to having a chat here. So.
Twice in a row.
Oh, did I say it twice in a row, did I?
Yeah, you did indeed.
Getting the practice in. I got it right though, didn't I?
Yeah. Not too bad.
So, it's lovely to meet you guys. So, what time are you playing tonight?
5:30, I believe.
5:30, fair play. And a little bit of the material you're going to be playing?
Some of Angelina's, some of JC's, one of mine, or two of mine, or something. And it would be kind of blues orientated ish.
Nice. I must admit, I'll be around for some of that. I do like a bit of blues. It's a good excuse to hang around at Kashmir as well, because it's always a great vibe down here. So tell us, obviously, this isn't the first year you've most probably played down here, is that correct?
Well, I played a little while ago, like 1968.
Is that the last time you played the Isle of Wight Festival?
1969, and I played in a Big Top a few years ago, but
and 18.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was I know that because it's my 50th birthday.
Oh, right.
On that day.
You don't look 50, JC.
No, but I did once.
Brilliant. Well, literally, I'm stood with an amazing bunch of people here who are known across the island for their music, and wow, and it's surrounded by a legend here as well. Dick, you've obviously, like you said, the Rolling Stones and the Pretty Things, and you used to play here back at the original Isle of Wight Festival. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of talking to Ray Fawkes as well. Yeah.
It's quite funny. He did a book, and I got invited to the whatever it's called, premiere or whatever it is with a book. Anyway, I randomly opened it, and I saw Ray Fawkes said, there I was talking to the lead guitarist with the Pretty Things, Dave Taylor. Literally, I opened his book, a totally random page, and there was my name misquoted. So I had to tap him on the shoulder and say, oi.
Don't say that. I'm going to end up calling you Dave Taylor by the end of this now. I always get my tongue tied.
Okay, right. And what's the name of our band, by the way?
You want me to say it a third time now? Dick Taylor and the Raw Blues Project. Wow. There we go. Look, see, I got it. Oh, good. But no, absolute pleasure to stand here with you guys. First of all, I'd like to actually hear from each one of you. Who have you enjoyed watching this weekend or look forward to seeing? What about you, JC?
I've really enjoyed Sting. Fantastic evening watching Sting on the main stage. And also the local band, Mouth, saw them the other night. They're fantastic. So lots of good stuff happening.
It's always entertaining, the Isle of Wight Festival. What about you, Angelina?
Well, I saw Sting with JC, absolutely great. And I've just walked past a few songs from the Mid-Jaw set. And he had the place eating out of his hand. It was just wonderful. Yeah, looking forward to anything that's going on all the time. Everything's brilliant. Yeah.
It's a good 80s throwback with Mid-Jaw, I must admit. I did walk past and see his playing, and it was there was loads of people there watching him, especially for the middle of the daytime. So yeah, definitely a highlight to the festival. What about you, Rupert?
I've just really enjoyed Ben Stubbs' band. I love the harmonies, so I was just congratulating the guys on their harmonies. And I went and saw the Platform One tent, and it's great to see some young musicians in there. There was a drum teacher they got in there. His name's Will. He sounded fucking great. Sorry, excuse my French, but he sounded great. But I love seeing Dominic Miller with Sting. That was wonderful. It's been really great. It's very, very nice vibe here. It's cool.
I must admit, we've been lucky with the weather. It's actually nice. It's a little bit overcast today. So I'm not complaining. I don't know about you, but yeah, I think it's quite nice to have a bit of a wind chill, to say the least.
Yeah.
And last of all, obviously,
yeah,
Dick.
You only just got it,
did you? Yeah. Fair enough. Well, do you know what? Genuinely, I'd love to talk to you more in the future about, obviously, your experiences with the original festivals. What's one of your biggest memories from those festivals back then on the Isle of Wight?
I'm trying to think. I know. It was Arthur Brown supposedly arriving by balloon, but he didn't in the end. He arrived on an aeroplane. And we're seeing seen The Who at the 70, and Dylan at the 71, sorry, the 69 one. And I missed the 70 one, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
But I used to see Hendrix quite often anyway, so there you go.
Nice. Well, either ways, I'm sure that's just the start of some of the tales there. And like I said, love to hear more about it. Thank you very much for coming and chatting to me. And yeah.
Thanks very much. It's lovely to be here. Lovely to see, play with these guys. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I must admit, it's nice to bump into you all. And I hope you have a fantastic rest of your Sunday. All the best. Catch you later, guys. Thank you.
This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.